This is Joyce, your Radio Reading Service volunteer broadcaster, welcoming you to this edition of Animal Companions, where we read about the animals in our lives and how they affect us. Today I'll be reading another chapter from Piglet, The Unexpected Story of a Deaf, Blind, Pink Puppy and His Family by Melissa Shapiro, and I'll also be reading some articles from magazines and newsletters about the animals in our lives. We're going to start today's readings with Piglet by Melissa Shapiro, veterinarian. We learned last time that Piglet's needs were very high on the acute list and that Melissa was finding it very difficult to locate a family or a couple that could actually handle little Piglet's needs. The more she looked at applications, the more she couldn't find the right family. And now we start today's readings with May 3rd, 2017. Everything came to a head almost 2 months exactly, less one day, from when baby Bart had unexpectedly taken control of every minute of our day. Minor events seemed to take on added weight, pushing me one way or the other. There was a visit to New York City to see Rachel that included a walk with Pigletty in her neighborhood. As we passed a few clusters of tourists on the street, we both noticed that the pink pup was getting a lot of stares and compliments. Someone said, "Oh my God, is that a tiny baby pig?" Rachel, gregarious always and quite charismatic, said, "No, it's a puppy whose name is Piglet." Soon, he had drawn a small crowd. Piggy did a little twisty dance and showed off in response to the attention he could only sense, not see or hear. The reactions were identical to those that I'd get on social media. "He's adorable, precious, so sweet." Smiles, laughter, and tearful shakes of heads because he was so cute and not at all dismayed by his disabilities. The thing that struck me the most, though, was how much trust he had to have in me to let so many strangers come close to him. He knew what he was protected. Not only that, but he seemed to enjoy the attention. That was something of a revelation to me. We walked on. Rachel started to speak. "Mom, I understand how hard this has got to be, but..." "We'll have someone," I interrupted. "It's down to two applicants. One of them looks really good." She looked at me and smiled with love. Instead of telling me what to do, because she had already made her point, Rachel acknowledged that she knew saying goodbye was not going to be easy. A few days later, I was surprised to see Ellie arriving home with one of her friends from school. This was something of a rare occurrence, and I was glad that the dogs were all relatively quiet when the two of them arrived. Ellie led the way into the kitchen, where Piggy Lee was happily playing with a chew toy, not screaming or being obnoxious. "Oh, your puppy's so adorable," Ellie shrugged, admitting he was cute, but added that he was a foster dog and we aren't keeping him. Her friend seemed incredulous. "Why would we not keep such a little adorable dog who must not be any trouble at all?" Working at the kitchen table right nearby, I tried not to laugh or to appear to listen too closely. Ellie explained that he had severe disabilities and that I'd been getting him ready for a home where he was going to be much better off. At that moment, I was working on invoices to clients. Though I was concentrating, Ellie's comments sent a jealous pang through me. I wondered, why would he be better off anywhere else? All kinds of other issues had been tugging at me, but this put everything into its simplest and purest form. What was going to be best for Piglet? Days earlier, Daniel had dropped by to visit and had asked if I could see Piglet being happy at a home of the two people still in contention. When I showed him the profile of one of them, a woman who lived in the country with a large amount of land as well as several dogs, including a blind dog whom they took very good care of, and would be a nice companion for Bart Piggy, Daniel took a close look at some of the pictures she had posted on her own Facebook page. The setting was gorgeous, and there was absolutely sweet pictures of her grandchildren, but Daniel pointed to one outdoor photo saying, "There's no fence." "What? Maybe I'm missing something, Mom, but I don't see a fence." Immediately, I contacted the woman and asked about fencing, and she said that she would absolutely install a fence that would keep the pack and the pink baby safe. The more I thought about it, though, the more nightmare scenarios I considered. The deal breaker came when more detective work revealed that she ran a daycare in her home. For everyone's safety, one of our stipulations was no small children. That had left one more contender. After 2 full months, the vetting of the countless applications and Carolyn's interviews with many potential adopters and combing through the references, we had turned away many capable and lovely people who desperately wanted Piglet. But the rules mattered to me. No young kids, someone's home a good deal of the time, safety measures in place, small companion dogs in the household, fenced outdoor area, and a willingness to learn tap signals to communicate with him. The last applicant met much of the criteria. Once we said that to the woman out in the country, I was able to focus on matching that made the most sense, a young woman who had just graduated from college and would be starting grad school in the fall. She wrote a beautiful essay about how she would care for Piglet, noting that she would be studying at home, and she even had another little doxy. Warren and I reviewed everything together, and we could see that he would be given the love, attention, and resources he would need. We were more or less ready to say yes and began to make a plan for handing Piglet over. We reviewed our fostering past together, how we had managed to successfully say goodbye to animals we had loved, and in a couple of instances, we were relieved. In 2 of those instances, we did not do well and regretted our decision not to adopt. Then, when reviewing her application more carefully, I realized that the young woman had asked if it would be all right if we kept him for the summer while she visited him and got to know him better. Her logic was that she wouldn't be able to move on to her new place until she started grad school in September. This was about what was the convenient time for her, not for Piglet, and definitely not for us. Unfortunately, I could not have been more relieved. At first, I didn't know whether to laugh or to scream. This was the final straw. There was no way we could keep him for another 4 months, have him settle in further, and then uproot him. My response was that this would not be a consideration for a number of reasons. We wouldn't be able to manage the emotional upset that would create. But the bottom line was something I had yet to phrase out loud until I turned to Warren and asked, "Has anyone talked about what this would do to Piglet?" Warren, who was holding him as I said that, nodded solemnly. He may have said something along the lines of, "He would be devastated," or "Back to the drawing board," or "Piglet's not a college dog anyway." Saying nothing, I went to bed, knowing full well that the search was over. The request to keep him for the summer had made me realize we couldn't keep him for even another week, have him bond to us further, and expect him to thrive elsewhere. Before I could say anything to anyone, I had a sit-down with my decision alone. That's me. Once I make up my mind, there are no do-overs. Most foster dogs are placed. That's the whole rational idea behind fostering. Most foster dogs do just fine in their forever home, but Piglet wasn't most dogs. Piglet would have to be crushed beyond my ability to contemplate if he had to be sent away. He wasn't like other dogs, other than that he barked. His connection to his people and his environment is unique due to his complex disabilities and how he adapts using his own means of processing. The following evening, I attended a county veterinary meeting in Stamford and left Piglet at home with Warren. When I arrived, I realized the 2 months of tension and stress were no more, even if I hadn't told anyone yet. All along, I had forgotten my own ability to listen to the one being whose future was not now most at stake. Finally, I'd been forced to ask, "Doesn't Piglet have a say?" He'd been telling us all along, so loud it just sounded like screaming. Before leaving, I emailed Gloria to tell her my decision. "I'm going to send you an adoption fee and the contract. Just do me a favor, take him off the pet finder, but don't formally publicize that he has a home. Just let it be. I don't want Facebook or our emails swarming with comments right now. Everyone thinks we're nuts, and we don't need to invite the sarcasm." She emailed back, Thank you, and give Bart a snuggle for me. Both he and your family are extra special and so deserving. No regrets at all. My response. Warren is home with alone with the dogs as I'm in a vet meeting. I think he's going to kill me when I get home. The puppy won't settle down. He has his issues, but he's as cute as a button. And finally from Gloria, please forgo the adoption fee. You have done so much more for him than we did. He is where he needs to be, and we are very much appreciative of that. Thank you. Ah, I wondered with a laugh, was that a setup all along? Before driving home, I sent Warren a note apologizing for the decision I had just made without formally consulting him. Piglet was not going anywhere. He was already in his forever home, and we were his mom and dad. When I got home and snuggled up with Mr. Amazing, the deaf-blind pink puppy we'd named Piglet, and his favorite dad, I felt a peace that had been long in coming. How crazy we had been. Piglet had been home from the moment he arrived. Warren pointed out that there is no other dog who so directly and personally connects with you. He draws you in, smells your breath to know that it is you, and then he kisses you on the mouth. We would keep our promise to love and protect him without fail. This was objectively part of the decision to formally adopt Piglet. He would be here with us, and I would care for him and about him, and of course, keep him safe. The reality is that I think about him constantly, night and day, every single day, but there was something else that required a different kind of commitment. Piglet was now a Shapiro, and as a member of our family, I promised that from this moment on, he would have a productive, meaningful life. I didn't need another lapdog. He didn't need to prove to the world how cute and irresistible he was. He was going to serve a higher calling. He would have a purpose. That was not the explanation as to what had happened that gave to Ellie, who may still secretly be looking for Piglet's forever home somewhere else. We were in a bookstore a short time later, and some friends of the family approached, asking if our puppy was ever placed in a good home. With a shrug, I smiled and threw a bit of an apologetic squint at Ellie and said, "Yes, we're keeping him." Her reaction was somewhere between, "Are you kidding me right now?" and "I knew you'd never let him go." Warren broke the news on social media a short time after that, posting a photograph of himself holding Piglet, captioned, as he put it, "Me and my son." And that's chapter 13 from Piglet, The Unexpected Story of a Deaf Blind Pink Puppy and His Family by Melissa Shapiro. Next week, we'll begin part two of Piglet, Perfect Pink Boy. Our next article by Joy Love, Mystery Pet Wins Hearts with Unique Charm. When a pet owner introduced their new company's Floki to the world, people everywhere couldn't help but smile and scratch their heads in curiosity. From photos alone, many couldn't quite tell what kind of animal Floki was. People wondered out loud, is Floki a dog, a cat, or something entirely new? Floki is, in fact, a Zolotquitl, lovingly called a Zolo, pronounced Sholo. Known as the Mexican hairless dog, this rare breed is one of the world's oldest, with an ancestry that stretches back to the ancient West Mexico. Archaeologists have even discovered Sholo statues of historic burial sites, highlighting their respected role throughout the ages. These dogs come in three sizes, standard, intermediate, and miniature, offering a fit for every family. They can surprise owners too, as both coated and hairless pups sometimes appear in the same litter, a delightful twist owing to their special blend of genes. There's something specially mesmerizing about the hairless variety of Sholo, known in Spanish as the Perro Pelón Mexicano. These loving friends range from petite to stately, weighing anywhere between 10 and 55 pounds. They're small, and their smooth, bare skin gives them a look that's impossible to miss and even more impossible to forget. Appearance aside, what truly wins hearts in the Sholo is their loving, loyal nature. They quickly become cherished family members and bring positivity and affection wherever they go. As Floki's owners share, their new friend has already brought endless smiles and a spark of joy to their lives. Whether you've met Sholo before or are only just discovering their magic, it's clear these special companions are truly one of a kind. Here's to celebrating unique animals and the happiness that they share with us all. Joy Love wrote, "Mystery Pet wins hearts with unique charm." Our next article, Philly's newest teammate, an adorable pup, Tugger, steals hearts. Joy Love writes this article. The Philadelphia Phillies have welcomed an adorable new teammate to their roster, a delightful yellow Labrador pupper named Tugger. The 10-week-old pup is not just a temporary member, he is on a mission to become a fully accredited service dog for a disabled veteran. Tugger's name pays tribute to Phillies legend Tug McGraw, who was not only a celebrated Major League relief pitcher, but also a Marine Corps veteran. Tim McGraw, Tug's son and country music superstar, expressed his joy at Tugger's new role. "My father loved the Phillies and took immense pride in his service with the U.S. Marine Corps," he shared. "The thought that this little pup will one day contribute to enhancing the quality of life for a veteran is truly remarkable. I am certain my father would have felt deeply honored to have Tugger named in his memory." Tugger's journey to becoming a service dog will be supported by two nonprofit organizations. The Warrior Canine Connection will focus on training Tugger, while Team Foster, a Philadelphia-based charity, will match him with the deserving veteran. This is not the Phillies' first foray into sponsoring service dogs. Their previous pup, Major, had already been placed with a local veteran, providing much-needed assistance. Tugger made his debut at the Phillies ballpark earlier in the week, charming fans effortlessly. Even as he took a nap in the players' arms during an inning, he managed to win over the crowd. In time, Tugger's training will be complete, and he will be ready to make a significant difference in the life of a veteran. The Phillies' decision to sponsor Tugger is sure to be a home run, bringing home joy and support to those who need it most. Joy Love wrote, "Philly's newest teammate, adorable pup Tugger, steals hearts." Kiki the Cat, school's perfect mascot and award nominee, by Joy Love. In the charming streets of Glasgow, Scotland, a spotted white cat named Kiki has become quite the local celebrity. This affectionate feline has made it her mission to escort her young housemate, 10-year-old Sunny, to school every day. Kiki's routine is nothing short of remarkable. Each morning, regardless of her state of rest, she senses when Sunny is preparing for his school day. She then joins him and his classmates on their walk to school, waits patiently on the playground, and accompanies them back home once the school day ends. This steadfast commitment has earned Kiki the unofficial title of school mascot. The head teacher even commended her for her impeccable 100% attendance record. In recognition of her unique role, Kiki has been nominated for a UK National Cat Award. She's brought joy to a lot of children, staff, and community, said Michelle Scott, Kiki's owner. She's given the teachers an opportunity to teach children how to treat cats and respect them. The bond between Sunny and Kiki began when Sunny chose her from a litter of kittens for his 5th birthday. This connection quickly blossomed into a friendship that extended beyond Sunny to his friends, classmates, and eventually the entire school community. Michelle Scott shared, "I've always had cats, but Kiki is like no other cat that I have ever known. She's really sociable. Whenever Sunny and his friends round, she would sit with them as if she was one of them. Kiki's influence and her ability to bring people together have secured her a spot as one of 3 finalists in the National Cat Awards Connected Cats category. This contest is organized by Cats Protection, the UK's largest cat welfare charity. Last year, Marley, a black and white cat, won the National Cat Award for his role as a support animal in a shelter for crime victims. This year, the public has until July 31st to vote for their favorite feline, with the winner set to be revealed September 24th. A panel of judges will then select one to be crowned National Cat of the Year 2025. Could it be the cat who never misses a day of school will take home that top prize? We'll have to wait and see. Joy Love writes, Kiki the Cat, school's perfect mascot and award nominee. Do dogs understand time? Well, here's what research says. The nature of time perception in dogs. Time perception in animals, including dogs, is a complex subject. Unlike humans who have developed sophisticated methods of measuring and understanding time, like clocks and calendars and schedules, dogs rely on different cues to gauge the passage of time. While they may not understand it in the same way we do, research suggests that dogs can recognize patterns, routines, and even associate certain events with specific times of the day. One primary method dogs seem to use to understand time is through their sense of smell. Dogs have an incredible olfactory system, which allows them to detect scents at a remarkably low concentration. The ability can help them interpret changes in their environment and recognize when specific events are about to occur based on familiar scents that become more pronounced over time. Dogs and time perception. Studies have shown that dogs can distinguish between different time intervals, particularly when it comes to the duration of events. For instance, a 2013 study conducted by research at the University of Kentucky found dogs can differentiate between short and long duration, specifically 1 minute versus 5 minutes. In this experiment, dogs were able to adjust their behavior according to the length of time they had been left alone, suggesting that they can indeed sense the passage of time. Moreover, a study published in the journal Current Biology in 2016 indicated that dogs may even have an innate ability to perceive time through their internal biological clock. This means that, just like humans, dogs may have a natural rhythm that helps them anticipate daily routines such as feeding, walking, and playtime. Dogs are creatures of habit. They thrive on routine and predictability, which helps create a sense of security and comfort. When you feed your dog at the same time every day or take them for walks at specific hours, they begin to associate those activities with certain times. This can lead to the adorable behavior of your pup, eagerly waiting at the door, wagging their tail in anticipation. Establishing a consistent routine can also have positive effects on your dog's behavior and training. Dogs naturally are inclined to learn through repetition, and routines help reinforce the habits. Beyond mere time perception, dogs have the unique ability to sense human emotion and change their environment. They can pick up on subtle cues such as your body language, tone of voice, and even your scent, which can also influence their understanding of time. For example, if you come home happy, your dog may associate that time with positive experience, reinforcing the anticipation of your return. The emotional connection extends to how dogs react when their owners are away. Research indicates that dogs can experience separation anxiety, which may be linked to their understanding of time. When left alone for extended periods, dogs might become anxious or destructive. Conversely, those who are accustomed to being alone for certain durations may be more relaxed during those times. While dogs may not grasp the concept of time in the way humans do, they do possess a remarkable ability to understand the world around them. They can't read a clock, but they can certainly learn to anticipate events based on the cues and patterns in their lives. For instance, your dog may learn that a certain sound, like the jingling of your keys or the opening of a specific cupboard, signals that it's time for a walk or a meal. Additionally, dogs can recognize visual cues that indicate time. For example, many dogs seem to have a sense of when it gets dark, which can signal the time for their evening walk. The ability to read environmental changes further demonstrates the adaptability and keen observation skills. Understanding time is just one of the many incredible ways dogs connect with us and the environment. when they may not understand time in the same way humans do, their ability to perceive patterns in routine speaks to their intelligence and emotional depth, as pet owners recognizing these capabilities can enhance the bond we share with our furry companions. Being attentive to their needs and routines, we can ensure that our dogs lead happy, fulfilling lives full of wagging tails, playful barks, and the warmth of companionship. This article comes from Petspiration. Do dogs understand time? What research shows? Well, that brings us to the conclusion of Animal Companions for today. I do hope you've enjoyed the readings, and I invite you back again next time when we read about the animals in our lives and how they affect us. Until then, this is Joyce Vesper for Sun Sounds of Arizona, a radio reading service, and for Animal Companions. Be well, everyone. Stay healthy. Be happy. Bye-bye.